Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak with Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian to speak about the road construction on Highway G40.
The road between Pleasantville and Highway 14, basically right below Monroe and between Monroe and Knoxville, rather. Highway G40, you guys are going to be doing some maintenance to the roads there. Could you take the Marion County listeners through exactly what you guys will be doing to G40?
Yeah, this is the last phase of a four-phase project that started about 5 years ago on G40 to do pavement rehabilitation and do some widening for improved safety. And along with that improved safety, we wanted to incorporate some realignment of the curved section of roadway, which specifically lies between 82nd Avenue and 100th Avenue. And we were seeking safety funds for this project. That's why this phase of the project had been delayed until this point. However, we were unable to secure any safety funds and decided to go ahead and proceed with the project to finalize the entire corridor. So the upcoming construction will include that segment between 82nd and 100th, and will include the realignment of the curve at Hoover Street and G40. That curve will be realigned. The curve will be a larger radius to accommodate higher traffic speeds and hopefully improve the safety there in an effort to improve safety. And it'll also include the realignment of Hoover Street, which is the gravel road intersection, which currently intersects G40 at acute angles. We want to make that intersection of the gravel road more perpendicular for better sight distance as cars enter and exit the highway. Along with that, we'll be doing some minor improvements at the other two curves. And what that'll do is make a consistent travel speed or posted speed through the series of three curves. And just like all the other phases, both east and west of this segment, we'll be doing shoulder and pavement widening. We have an estimated schedule from the contractor, and they are expected to begin on April 3rd. And sometime within the first month of construction, there will be a closure, and that will be to realign the curve at Hoover and do the full depth work and road embankment work. Throughout the two-month construction, there won't be a closure the entire time, but there will be one-lane traffic through a majority of it. And we'll have to notify KNRA, KRLS, when we have a more concrete date of when exactly the closure period will be. But for now, we just wanted to get it out there that, hey, construction's going to be starting on April 3rd and it'll last approximately 2 months, with the majority of that being one lane, so expect delays. And then as soon as we have better information from the contractor about the closure period, we'll get that information out.
You said with higher speeds and more traffic for this curve. Was this curve a safety issue at any time? Was there any concerns with the high speeds on that, especially when it comes to severe weather and even winter driving?
Yeah, actually, more recently, there have not been many crash incidents reported there. There may have been some that go unreported, but the data we use to prioritize projects and safety improvements, we have not had very many in recent history. Now, about 10 years ago, there were quite a few incidents. And even beyond that, there were incidents in which previous engineers had incorporated advanced rumble strip panels to warn motorists of the upcoming curve, which seemed to improve or decrease the number of incidents. So yes, it was. There were some instances there, and specifically in the wintertime, that's a hard curve or treacherous curve to traverse when it's icy or snowy out.
You said there are going to be some closures. You don't know exactly when, but during those closures, will there be a detour? And Marion County residents that use that road primarily as their main means between work and home, where do you expect that detour to end up?
There will be a signed detour. The detour will be on a gravel road. Otherwise, we're encouraging people to find their own route if they don't want to travel on the gravel, which Most likely would be detouring from Pleasantville to Highway 592 and then on into Knoxville to Highway 14. But the signed detour will be from G40 and the intersection of 75th North to Gear Street and then east to 85th. And that will be signed during the closure period. But again, that is a gravel detour. We also have some provisions in the project so that the intersection of Hoover and G40 and the intersection of 92nd and G40 are not closed at the same time. That's in an effort to get the local residents to and from G40 and to their destinations.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.